Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Sadi Aleph, Menachos 91a, pagination is 181. We're going to be starting on the sixth line at the end of the line, Amar Mar. But before we get there, let's look at the facing page, Masnisin, about a quarter of the way down. This is the mission that we did yesterday. Kol Karbanos HaTzibur V'Hayochet Tu'unin Nesachim. When you have a karban, whether it's the public or the private sector bringing the karban, it's going to require libations, wine, chutz, except for certain karbanos that do not. Let's skip two lines to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Va'asisem isha l'Hashem, you'll bring an offering to Hashem. I would think that everything that goes up to the fire requires libations, requires wine with it. Afilu mincha, even a mincha, even a flower offering should require wine to go with it. Meaning, if the flower offering is being brought because there's a carbon being brought, and therefore, as we described yesterday from the Rambam, where he codifies it beautifully, it gets together with the karban, a minchas nesachim, a mincha and a nesachim. So then, of course, the flower offering in that case is going to come with wine, because that's the whole minchas nesachim. But if you have an ordinary flower karban, does that also require nesachim libations? Talmud Lomar. The Gemara says, no, Ola, the pasuk in Pasha Shlach that describes the mitzvah of Nesachim says that it has to be like an Ola. An Ola is an animal carbon, and therefore the flower carbon does not require. Says the Gemara furthermore, Shlamim Minayin. How do you know that a carbon Shlamim, a Thanksgiving offering, is going to require Nesachim? Talmud Lomar Zevach. It says Zevach, Zevach Shlamim. A Zevach is coming to include a Shlamim that it also requires libations. Toda Minayin. How do you know the Karban Toda should also require libations? Talmud Lomar O Zevach. The Pasuk says or a Zevach. The word O comes to include the Karban Toda. Our Gemara is going to wonder, wasn't the Karban Toda already included in the Karban Shlamim? And in fact, as we mentioned in other sessions, they're very similar. A Shlamim is a Thanksgiving offering, a Toda is a Thanksgiving offering, but the Toda is a more technical, more guided. It has 40 loaves. It's very specific. It's brought typically in certain circumstances of person being saved. And the Gemara comes and says that you need a special inclusion regarding the Shlamim, regarding the Toda. And Shlamim was not enough. What I'd like to do before we do today's session, selection, in the Gemara, I'd like to take a look at the psukim in Parsha Shlach, which I don't believe we've done yet. Parsha Shlach is in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, and this is the section right after the Meraglim. The Meraglim come back with a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. There's an entire incident described, people are punished, and then there's the Ma'apilim, the people who insist that they're going to correct their mistake and they're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem has changed the game plan, and they're wiped out. And then we enter a new mitzvah, which is described as Kisavo el Eretz Moshvo Seichem, when you will come to the land of your dwelling, of your inheritance. Rashi says, Bisa Lohem Sheyichnusu La'aretz. This is a very special mitzvah in its proximity, in the place where it's introduced, because it was the way that Hashem said, you will indeed make it to the land. I'm giving you a mitzvah that you're going to do when you get there. But right now, we're on hold because of the Meraglim, because of the spies. Dabir b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people when you come to the land. Va'asisem isha la'Hashem, the pasuk that we're expounding on today, and you will bring this fire offering to Hashem, ola, only when it's an ola type, not when it's a mincha, o zevach, or this other sacrifice, which we say means a shlamim, and the word o refers to the todah. This is what we're going to return to in a moment in today's selection from today's daf. Want to point out that in this piece of Chumash, we have the psukim, which were so pivotal in a few sessions previously, regarding the amounts of the karban, the amounts of how much wine, how much is going to be associated with each one of the karbanos. If you do have a chumash open, it's page 810 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash. Pasuk Dalid describes Mincha Solas Isaron, the Mincha of Solas and Isaron. We encountered that. That's the same amount as the Omer, the same amount as Chala. Balul B'Reviyas Ahin Shaman, and it's going to have a quarter of a hin of oil. And we've encountered those measurements as well. V'yayin la'nesach reviyas ahin, and wine for the libation is also a quarter of a hin. This is all described in the psukim. Ola ayil, or what happens if it's a ram? So then the flour is going to be shnei esronim, two portions of the isaron, and it's going to be oil of shalishis ahin, a third of a hin. V'yayin la'nesach shalishis ahin, and the wine libation as well is going to be a third of a hin. Pasuk ches, v'chisasa ben bakar, if you bring a young bull, the numbers are different. You're going to bring sola shalosha esronim, flour of three esronim, and it's going to be mixed by shemen chatzi ahin, in oil of half a hin. V'yayin, and the wine for the libation is chatzi ahin, half a hin. We see clearly each one is different. The question we explored in a Mishnah was, is the ratio correct? So that at least if they got mixed in to each other, did we mess up and give the one that was supposed to be more concentrated a less concentrated application? Let's move on to today's daf, Tzadi Aleph, on the sixth line, as I mentioned. Amar Mar, we learned, Toda Minayin, how do you know that the carbon Toda gets libations as well? Talmud Lomar, O Zevach, in addition to the word Zevach, which taught us the Shlamim, it also says the word O, typically translated as or, but apparently the Gemara considers it extra, it's a ribui, and that's how you know the carbon Toda. And the Gemara asks the question that we alluded to. Atu toda lav zevachu? Isn't the karban toda also a karban? Or more specifically, isn't it also a form of a karban shlamim? Why would I think that the shlamim gets nesachim and the toda doesn't? It's terich, the Gemara answers. Indeed, we need it. Salka daita chamina, I would have thought that the toda is different. Ha'il v'ika lechem bahadah, since it has a lot of bread with it, lo tiboi nesachim, it should not require nesachim. The wording of Rashi, ha'lechem b'makom nesachim, somehow the bread is in place of the libations. And we'll try to revisit that concept in a moment. Lo tibari nesachim, because it has bread, it should not require nesachim. Asks the Gemara, Umay shena me'el nazir, the animal of the nazir, di'ika bahadal lechem, it also has bread with it. Uboi nesachim, and it does require nesachim. Says the Gemara, Toda is unique. I would have thought hasam shnei minim. Over there, it's only two types. Hacha arba'as minim. Over here, it's four types. Kamash malon. Therefore, we know that even though the Toda has four types, it still requires nesachim. I would have thought that somehow that bread took the place of the nesachim. And at first glance, this sounds like a numbers game. The Gemara had a question. Even the Nazir, which has bread, still needs Nesachim. Why would I think that Toda is different? And we say, oh, because it has four types of bread, and the Nazir only has two types of bread. Says Rashi in Ksav Yad, towards the bottom of the page, the fourth line down, Shnei Minim, B'Nazir Ksiv Chalos Urikikin, by Nazir, there are specific types, V'lo Chametz Urevucha, but it does not include chametz. And I'm wondering and suggesting that perhaps that's what the Gemara meant. There is an interesting commonality between chametz, bread, wine, and by the way, cheese also, which is not our topic at all, but couldn't resist to throw it in. They're fermenting. And it could be that the Gemara was suggesting that because the Toda has chametz loaves, it already has the impact, the symbolism, whatever it is. It got our minds thinking, maybe the Toda does not require wine because it already has chametz bread, not just any bread, and not just because it has two more types of loaves than the other one, but because it has chametz bread, maybe it wouldn't require the yayin, the wine. Kamash malon, the word O, teaches you not only the shlamim, but also the Toda. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.